welcome to my February podcast episode called Blended Family or Step Family. And I know this topic is diverse and can be different from one family to the other. So what I will do today is to speak about the basic function and definition of how a blended family can come together as one or as a single unit. And in its most basic sense, a blended family is one where the parents have children from previous relationships, but all the members come together as one. It is widely known as blended family, and I know everyone knows, have heard, or have listened, or have read this in all social media platforms, magazines, television, your favorite books whatsoever. And others actually calls it step family. However, as blended families become increasingly common, the definition of a blended family is also changing. So understanding the basics of a blended family can be essential for ensuring your family can embrace its strengths and work through its differences. And of course, this will not happen overnight. So just like partnership or entering into a relationship, this takes time, understanding, and good harmony to be able to achieve one common goal for both sides or both parents involved. The willingness and acceptance is the frontliner of this. Most kids or young adult kids will need ample time to adjust to the situation. Being able to live with another family can be very challenging. Everyone goes through this. Just like when a new employee is added to your department or section, time will find its way to make all things and all energy work just fine. That is why there is called a process, you know, and there is no book or manual or steps or procedure to do so, but to let the children understand, explain to them the situation so they have a clear message or view of what is going to happen, and for them to be being able to understand the whole situation. Parents must not force kids to embrace it in 24 hours. That's not gonna work. It will take time for everyone to find their angle, their spaces, their comfort zones, and be comfortable with one another. Of course, you will expect arguments, less conversation maybe, by looking at phones or playing games, being alone, being inside the room all the time, instead of getting to know each other. You know, early months of this or even years will most likely be like this kind of situation. But adjusting to one another is a process. So parents must also take into consideration going for a short trip, maybe, or a holiday, or a quick getaway. Those kind of things that can help and invite kids and see where everyone is adapting or still need to do some more tuning, you know. As what I've said earlier, it's a process. Conflicting roles of family members when children are of different ages, such as when an older child of one parent becomes the eldest and younger children of the other family must readjust to a new position. This is very common, and I've seen this before to a few of my relatives and friends. Conflicting family values and responsibilities of each family member with regards to daily chores, appropriate behavior, and other expectations. This must also be addressed and taken into consideration. There has to be a balance inside the unit. social etiquette difficulties between the non-involved, which are the biological parent and the new step-parent. The rules of the step-dad to the biological dad may be different, and this needs to be addressed as well. This applies when the kids get to see their biological parent when date applies. So what? Are they overstepping? Are they too protective of their kids? Stress on the biological parents when balancing the needs of their children and the new partner, particularly where values may conflict. This is common. Both parents may have different values, so this can also be challenging. But, you know, constant communication plays an important role for this. Both parents must be open to one another. Each parent have their own parenting style. So parents must also consider the differences they have in raising their respective children, and then talk about how things can be done later on to avoid collision, conflict, or misunderstanding, so kids don't get confused. Remember that you are all part of a single unit now, and the goal is to find a good direction and harmony. It is not perfect, but there are families out there who are able to do it. Others may be struggling still, or even others gave up, but trying is better than nothing at all. The word happy may not be a suitable word for it, but having a harmonious relationship with both sides is the ultimate goal. Then perhaps happiness will find its way in the end. As what I've said, this shouldn't be pushed, and don't even wish or think that it can happen overnight. There are happy couples I know gave up in cohabitual with their respective children. But that's okay. Few families may have difficult time adjusting or understanding the characters or the need of the other party, so they just thought not to be bothered and just let it go, you know? Because there will come a time to both parents that they've exceeded all. They've done everything, but they can't make it through, you know? So others will just let it go. Discuss parenting changes with your partner before marrying or before deciding to stay together or live together. It's important to come into terms with your partners about how you intend to parent. You can't just dive into water without anything, you know, without any plan at all. This allows any necessary adjustments to be made before marrying, easing the transition for your children. Parents, if they decided to live together, and they will call themselves step family or blended families later on in their lives, they must also always take into consideration the children's needs and the values of each side. So take it one day at a time, slow but steady. There's no rush. There's no need to rush on things. And we have to take into consideration the needs of the children, as what I've said. Because in the end, they are the ones in between, right? Basically, they are the one always in between these two rocks. And we have to help and guide them go through the process as well. So for parents, don't be in a hurry to adore your partner's children. Instead, be more interested in getting to know them. Love and affection come naturally. So don't push too much. Don't try so hard. Just go with the flow and see where it goes. There are also benefits about blended family, you know. While it may seem that step families face many problems blending two family units into one, and sometimes it may seem easier to call it quits, there really are great benefits to a blended family, such as children have the benefit of two or more caring parents to act as role models. You know, when you find children like this, kids or young adults, you'll be happy to know and learn that they're trying as well to work hard on their side to cope up with these two parents they have. Then all family members learn to appreciate greater diversity and differences. Often, more financial and emotional support is available for all family members, right? Two is better than one, is what they said. New siblings may connect well with each other and form caring and supportive relationships with their new brothers or sisters. Yippee! There you go. I've seen this in many families, blended families, that the siblings of both sides connect, and I don't see any kind of competition or any kind of those negative vibrations among them, but you can see harmony, you know. So whatever technique or strategy that parent, their parents had, hats off. Well, new family structure may be healthier than their previous one, offering a more peaceful and stable household. My mother used to tell me that if you had a rough, sad, and depressing relationship in the beginning, you must or you should have a joyful and delightful, a happier relationship on your next. Well, I think I agree to her. By understanding the subtleties between the definition of a blended family and the definition of family in general, the finer points of blended families come to the forefront. While parents with children from different parents face additional challenges, blended families also enjoy advantages of a unique family structure, and blended family statistics show both points, right? Taking a closer look at your blended family allows you to appreciate the uniqueness and value of every member of your family, no matter what biological or legal relationships may or may not be present. So, let's put into conclusion. A successful blended family is not easy setup. Never. You know, I don't think there is an easy process or easy road for this. However, with patience, understanding, and respect, every member of the family will start to have an easier time with each other. So, to all people out there who are listening to my podcast, who have been through this process, who are into the process, or who may be later on going through the same process, I wish you all the best. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope you get into where you're supposed to be in the near future. That's it for my February podcast, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this as much as I did. I really love this kind of topics because it's relevant and it truly exists. And I'll see you again next month for my upcoming podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay safe, everyone. Spring is coming. Bye.